Madison Square Garden's been booked out, streets in Manhattan are closing, and New York's mayor is dropping hints. There's speculation Taylor Swift is about to get married in the Big Apple. But is it really happening? And why should we care anyway? Well, whether you love or loathe Taylor Swift, it's undeniable that what the superstar does has serious impacts on the world, socially, culturally, and economically. She's the world's most famous singer and the first musician to become a billionaire solely from music rather than side businesses. Back in 2024, NAB said the Aussie leg of her Eras tour generated $300 million for the Australian economy, with 4 million Aussies trying to buy tickets and around 600,000 fans succeeding. Her nuptials with American football star Travis Kelce are being dubbed America's Royal Wedding. So fair to say there's a fair bit of capital, financial and cultural, surrounding this event. Now, is it really happening? Well, maybe. Swift and Kelce announced their engagement in August last year, and since then, intrigue about the wedding has dominated social media feeds, tabloids, and gossip columns. That all ramped up when US media outlets started reporting Swift would be hosting an event on July 3rd at New York's Madison Square Garden. Even the city's mayor, Zoran Mandami, jumped on the hype while speaking about a heatwave.
If you happen to be getting married at Madison Square Garden, you will be staying inside and you will be staying cool.
Taylor Swift's known for foreshadowing major events with Easter eggs or little clues. And her fans, Swifties, examine Instagram posts, statements, and music videos for hidden meanings. She was recently at Madison Square Garden cheering on basketball team the New York Knicks, wearing a shirt that said Stevie Nicks. Some fans have speculated, as well as a pun for her team, it may have been a clue the Fleetwood Mac singer would perform at the upcoming wedding. But there's also an idea that all this might be a red herring, and there's no New York wedding at all. Ali Perez actually teaches a class around Taylor Swift at a university in Connecticut. He says this could all be a big decoy to protect the couple's privacy for their real wedding.
Taylor Swift has made a very strict separation between her public persona and what she is happy to share with the fans.
That might sound crazy, but for an A-list wedding, money is often less of an issue than publicity and paparazzi swarm. But industry experts say the frenzy around Swift and Kelce tying the knot is next level. Professor Perez says a few months ago, he was sure it would be a smaller affair.
I would have bet a lot of my retirement account. It would have been 200 people maximum at, you know, a small location somewhere.
But now he's not so certain, and he reckons there's no middle ground.
If she ends up going with a large wedding, I think it will be all out.
He suspects there will be a big event happening at Madison Square Garden.
And I would bet the event is related to the wedding.
But maybe not the ceremony itself. There are even unverified reports the couple's already married, keeping fans well and truly on their toes.